What makes someone worth following? Despite impressive credentials, stellar performance, and technical expertise, Blake Brown was passed over for promotion. His boss's cryptic explanation, "Leaders are different," sent him on a journey that would transform not just his career, but his entire approach to life. Leadership isn't primarily about skills or techniques, it's about character. Like an iceberg, only 10% of leadership is visible above water, the skills we can easily identify and measure. The other 90% lies beneath the surface, the character traits that truly determine whether people will follow you with enthusiasm or mere compliance. This distinction explains why technically proficient managers often struggle to inspire their teams. They've invested heavily in the visible 10% while neglecting what lies beneath. The tragedy is that many never understand why they can't break through to the next level of leadership effectiveness. They continue accumulating certifications and attending workshops while their fundamental leadership challenge remains unaddressed. True leadership transformation requires looking beneath the surface and addressing the heart of leadership, the deep-seated beliefs, values, and character traits that drive behavior and influence others. How can I serve this person? This question transforms leadership effectiveness. When Blake meets Chad, a homeless shelter CEO achieving remarkable results, he discovers the first crucial leadership trait, thinking others first. This isn't mere altruism, but strategic leadership that creates environments where people feel valued and motivated. Others-first leaders maintain a 70-30 listening-to-speaking ratio in conversations. They give credit generously, take responsibility readily, and make decisions benefiting the organization rather than themselves. They invest in developing others without expecting immediate returns. This approach contradicts our natural self-interest, a survival mechanism we must consciously overcome. Transformation requires practice. Asking key questions before interactions, celebrating others' successes, and serving without recognition. The power lies in authenticity. People know whether you genuinely care. When you authentically prioritize others, trust flourishes and engagement soars. The paradox? By focusing on others' success rather than your own, you become exponentially more effective as a leader. We have to believe in breakthroughs that haven't happened yet. This philosophy transformed Joe Conrad's pharmaceutical company from struggling to industry leader. Leadership optimism operates on three levels: believing in people's potential, envisioning positive outcomes, and taking responsibility for creating a better future. This expectation becomes self-fulfilling. Research shows optimistic leaders achieve 40% higher project outcomes than pessimistic ones with identical resources. They attract top talent, inspire greater effort, people work harder for achievable goals, and foster innovation through creative thinking and persistent problem solving. In crises, pessimistic leaders communicate doubt with "we can't" and "it's impossible," while optimistic leaders frame challenges as opportunities, saying "let's figure out how." The difference is striking. Optimistic leaders' teams show 60% higher engagement during crises and develop 3.5 times more solutions. This trait doesn't ignore reality. Effective leaders balance optimism with clear assessment of challenges, but they refuse to let current limitations define future possibilities, creating cultures that achieve extraordinary results. Those children paid the price for my lack of courage. School Superintendent Molly Ortega's painful admission reveals the third critical leadership trait: responding with courage. While non-leaders choose safer paths, leaders step forward during difficult situations, speaking truth when silence is easier, making tough decisions without complete information, and taking action when others hesitate. Courage operates against our biological wiring. Our brains naturally avoid risk and seek safety, which is why courage feels uncomfortable. This discomfort signals we're stretching beyond natural tendencies for a greater purpose. Courage isn't a single heroic act, but a pattern of daily responses. Each time we choose comfort over courage, avoiding difficult conversations, delaying decisions, or waiting for perfect conditions, we diminish our leadership impact. These missed opportunities accumulate, defining how others view us as leaders. Developing courage requires practice in progressively challenging situations. Start small by speaking up in meetings, providing honest feedback, or volunteering for challenges. Leaders feel the same anxieties as everyone else. They simply refuse to let those feelings dictate their responses. The day you think you've arrived is the day you begin to die as a leader. Judge Victoria Barnett's warning highlights the fourth leadership trait, hungering for wisdom. Unlike acquirable knowledge, wisdom is the ability to make sound judgments in complex situations with incomplete information. Many leaders seek quick-fix solutions, but true wisdom comes through reflection on experience, diverse perspectives, and acknowledging limitations. The hunger begins with humility, recognizing how much we don't know. Wisdom-hungry leaders ask more questions than they answer, read widely across disciplines, seek feedback, create reflection time, and view mistakes as learning opportunities. This trait becomes increasingly valuable as leaders advance when judgment outweighs technical expertise. The ability to navigate ambiguity, balance competing priorities, and make decisions with incomplete information distinguishes exceptional leaders. This relentless pursuit ensures continuous growth throughout their careers. This is on me. I'll address it. Blake's simple statement to his team about declining client orders demonstrates the fifth leadership trait, accepting responsibility, a trait that fundamentally transforms how leaders approach challenges. Responsibility is always a choice. When things go wrong, we can blame circumstances, others, or systems. Or we can own our part and focus on what we can control. Leaders consistently choose the latter, asking, "What can I do?" rather than "Who's to blame?" This trait appears in three behaviors: taking responsibility before being asked, using I language rather than they language when discussing challenges, and focusing on solutions instead of excuses. The power extends beyond professional effectiveness to personal well-being. Research shows people who accept responsibility experience less stress, greater resilience, and higher life satisfaction, because it puts us in a position of agency rather than victimhood. When leaders consistently accept responsibility, it creates psychological safety for everyone. Teams shift from blame-oriented to learning-oriented cultures, where problems surface earlier, solutions emerge faster, and innovation flourishes. Blake's journey reveals a profound truth. Leadership character creates impact beyond professional success. Joining his father's former leadership group, Blake discovers he's inheriting his father's heart for serving others. Legacy-minded leaders consider their character's long-term impact rather than just immediate results. Their greatest contribution may be what they inspire others to become. The five leadership traits: think others first, expect the best, accept responsibility, respond with courage, and hunger for wisdom, spell heart, emphasizing that leadership transformation happens from within. Without genuine heart change, leadership techniques become mere mechanical actions. Heart transformation unfolds gradually, first acting in alignment with leadership traits even when unnatural, then reshaping thinking patterns, and finally developing new motivations. While behavior modification often fails under pressure, heart change creates lasting transformation as actions flow naturally from identity. This journey continues throughout life, an ongoing transformation that enables us to make a genuine difference in others' lives, creating an enduring legacy.